New amnesty bill seeks to flood Americans' white-collar labor market. By Neil Monroe on May 24, 2023. Several GOP legislators have joined with Democrats to push a draft migration and amnesty bill that supercharges the flow of foreign visa workers into the white-collar careers sought by many striving U.S. graduates. Three GOP legislators have endorsed the combined amnesty and visa worker giveaway. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, RROR, and Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL. Alongside the amnesty for many millions of blue-collar migrants, what they're doing is further deflating wages of white-collar workers, said Kevin Lynn, founder of U.S. Tech Workers, an advocacy group for U.S. graduates, adding, "It's another race to the bottom. No one, in the establishment, seems to care that in the medical profession, and in all the other white-collar professions, wages are being deflated as people are being muscled out of jobs by the visa worker, migrants." The visa worker giveaway is hidden in Section 51312, on page 490 of the 493-page bill. Under the obscure title, Individuals with Doctoral Degrees in STEM Field Recognized as Individuals Having Extraordinary Ability. The reclassification ensures that an unlimited number of foreign graduates can get renewable 0-1 work permits once they have earned a doctoral degree in at least one of such fields, in a health profession, or in a related program, from an institution of higher education in the United States. The bill also grants green cards to visa workers who have been working U.S. jobs, or studying, for 10 years. That indentured worker change will allow many white-collar employers, including Fortune 500 subcontractors, to pay visa workers with the prize of green cards instead of pay, if they work for 10 years in the United States. The bill also effectively doubles the existing awards of green cards to 140,000 visa worker employees each year by promising extra green cards for their family members. The provisions are similar to the giveaway hidden in a bill to spur domestic technology research, Lynn said. The giveaway was stopped by Midwest GOP senators who want their citizens to get technology careers. The new bill is good for employers, investors, illegal migrants, and visa workers, but bad for Americans and their families. Many foreign graduates from poor, chaotic countries will become visa workers and work hard at low wages for many years, in the hope of winning green cards. The huge government-delivered prize of green cards allows the workers to claim citizenship for themselves, their kids, and their extended family. Many also will bribe foreign-born managers to buy the jobs held by Americans, according to visa workers who have spoken to Breitbart News. In contrast, American graduates must be paid in dollars. Those dollars cuts the profits that go to CEOs and investors, giving employers a big incentive to hire visa workers instead of young American graduates. The federal government allows U.S. employers to keep a population of roughly 1.5 million foreign graduates in jobs and housing that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. The pending bill would allow the number to grow because many companies would be able to sideline Americans by hiring foreign workers with the dangled promise of eventual green cards. The bill gives employers blanket approval to white-collar immigrants to muscle American white-collar workers out of work, Lynn said. The large existing population of underemployed U.S. graduates also helps lower salaries for most other graduates, including journalists. Most college graduates have actually seen their real income stagnate or even decline since 2000, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman charted in April 2022. Most GOP politicians ignore the white-collar replacement. However, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently spotlighted problems with the best-known visa program, the H-1B visa. The coverage of the amnesty bill by establishment journalists was fawning and gullible, and also minimized the bill's pocketbook impact on their own university graduate peers and children. "No one's immigrating here to take journalism jobs," said Lynn, adding, "I believe that journalists know what the editors will greenlight and what they want. And they're not going to print anything about the need to restrict immigration and how it impacts white-collar jobs. They know what will be printed and that's what they write." Lawler, Chavez de Remer, and Salazar touted the bill on Tuesday. "The Dignity Act is a common-sense, bipartisan measure that fixes our legal immigration system so that people who want to come here can do so and can contribute to our society, our economy, and our culture as immigrants have and always will," Lawler said May 23. The Bipartisan Dignity Act is a comprehensive solution that would help by growing our economy by creating new opportunities for migrants in rapidly expanding industries, said Chavesta Reamer. This bill gives dignity to the job creators who need employees and to the illegals who currently live in the shadows, said Salazar, who is the lead advocate for the bill. Salazar represents a wealthy enclave along the Florida coast, but the districts held by Chavo Reamer and Lawler include many agriculture companies. The bill also provides a vast new flood of workers to their districts' agriculture companies and slashes the pay of the company's H-2A seasonal visa workers. The huge giveaway to farm employers will minimize their market incentive to automate farms with the new wave of labor-saving robot technology emerging from Silicon Valley. The bill is backed by Forward.us, an advocacy group for billionaire West Coast investors, including Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. If passed, the bill would be a windfall for the investors because it would provide them with a flood of cheap workers, government-funded consumers, and apartment-sharing renters. The breadth of investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website. But copies exist at other sites. The 2013 founders included Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and investors such as John Doerr at Kleiner Perkins, Matt Kohler at Benchmark, and Breyer Capital CEO Jim Breyer. The labor market has become so perverted with immigration that the average American worker can turn a living wage, especially as housing prices rise, Lynn said.